We are learning Maseches Chagiga Daf Chaf Amabeis, and we are learning a new Mishnah, a new Perek, and a new Mishnah. In this Mishnah, we have 11 different Chumras that are Kodesh over Chumah. That means Kachem has 11 Chumras over Chumah. There are more than 11, actually, and Tosfos even speaks out why we didn't count others, but in this Mishnah, we didn't count 11. Zok the Mishnah, number one. If you have two kelim, that's tameh. So one's a big one, one's a smaller one. You can put one keli into another keli and be tivel it. That's only for tshuma. For kodesh, you can't. We'll see tomorrow what the pshat is, al chatzitza or a different reason. Because when one keli is another keli, it's heavy. It might be a problem of chatzitza. That's case number one. We are more makber chatzitza for kachim than for tshuma. We'll see exactly what that means. Every case in this mishnah, we'll explain in the gemara. The next case, next chumra, is acharayim v'toyich ubeis atzvita b'tshuma v'loy b'kodesh. That means, by tshuma, when tumah, the rabbanon touches it, so we say that every part of the keli is a separate entity. If it touches the outside of the keli, only the outside of the keli is aser, the acharav, not the inside. If it touches the beis atzvita, which might mean the handle of the keli, only that part's tummy, not a different part. But by kachim, once you touch one part of it, even by tumah rabbanon, the whole thing is tummy. Third chumra, hanoyzeis ha-medris, noyzeis ha-tshuma, avloyzeis ha-kodesh. If you're carrying a shoe from a zov with in one hand, which is avatuma, the medris, and you're carrying tshuma in the other hand, the halacha is that it's not a problem. But hekdesh, we're worried that maybe the shoelace will end up inside the chavis, so it's a problem by hekdesh. That's a chumra by kodesh. That's the third chumra. The fourth chumra, big de oichle tshuma, medris ha-kodesh. The begodim of someone who eats tshuma is considered tamei for kodesh. The fifth one is loike midas hakodesh midas hatshuma. When you table them, it's different. This is similar to number one, and the Gemara will handle this. So it's the kodesh different than tshuma. Shebe kodesh, when you table kodesh, you have to be matir. Let's say it's tar, you have to untie it, and when you have to wipe it before you put it into the mikvah, you don't want any chashash chatzitza or matvah, then you table it. V'achach kosher, and then you tie it back. With tshuma, you could kosher, you let it tie it, v'achach matvah, you can table it. It's not a problem, has or not, you're not worried about chatzitza in that case. So that's the fifth thing. It's similar to number one. The Gemara will talk about that. The sixth chumra, kelim and nigmarim b'tahira, tzrichin tefila l'kayish lo yotshuma. Kelim that was nigmar, you were careful after turn to keli, you were careful it shouldn't become tamei. The halacha is it needs a tefila for kodesh. And the Gemara will explain why, and not for tshuma. This seventh case is hakli mitzar mach v'seich l'kayish lo yotshuma, which means if you have here like one of these serving trays and it has five or six pieces of food in it, and if it's tshuma, so not if one becomes tamei, the whole not all six pieces become tamei. If it's touching one, the next one is a sheni, then a shlishi, and that's it. But by kodesh, the whole everything in this keli becomes tamei. It's metzarif it, all becomes tamei. That's by kodesh. The next chumra, haravi bekodesh paisel vashlishi b'tshuma. Kodesh goes up to ravi. Ravi latuma makes it paisel. By tshuma ends by shlishi. The next chumra, I really lost track, it might be like the ninth. Over chumra, im netmas echas v'yadav, if one of your hands become tamei, chavet tatar, the other hand can be tar. Over kodesh, matvel shteyim, but by kodesh, both of them become tamei, you have to make a tefillah in it. Like we learned that by chumra, netila is enough, here's tefillah is enough. So, actually, Tosis' question is why don't we count that this is one of the chumras, that tefillah and netila. So Tosis says we're only answering things that have drawer or the tumah here, just had a mitar, it's different. Agaponim,
just the hand
became tamei. So by tshuma, only if your hand one hand becomes tamei, all hand doesn't become tamei. Don't want tumah derabanan, obviously. And by kodesh, both hands become tamei automatically, not body, both hands.
How do you do that?
What? My tefillin stick at the mikvah. You stick both hands at the mikvah, not all body. No. We had this before the Mishnah. My tefillin stick both hands at the mikvah. So yada matam is charvet of a kodesh lo yotshuma, because one yad is matam of the other one b'tshuma. Oichlem oichlem neguvim b'yodayim esayvos b'tshuma avlo v'kodesh. Another halach is, this is the tenth chumra, that if you have a dry piece of oichel that never became huchshu l'tumma, you'll have to eat it with tamadiga hands. Why? It can't become tamay. It's not huchshu. But it's only b'tshuma, not by kodesh. By kodesh you can't. The Gemara will explain why. And the last chumra, it says, ha'oinim chus ha'kapurim. Halach is, ha'oinim chus ha'kapurim are not tamay. Ha'inin is chas sham, someone lost a relative. Am chus kapurim is someone who went to the mikveh already, didn't bring carbon yet for zav or yeledas. So halacha is they can't eat kachim. The chiddush is since you couldn't eat kachim, before you eat kachim, now you have to be tovel again. Tzrichin tefillah l'kayis, v'lo yotchuma. But chuma, you can eat. Once you bring the carbon, you can eat the chuma without being tayvel. Masha inkein, by kaidish, you have to be tayvel because there's a tumah derabbanan. Those are the 11 chumras that we have kaidish over chuma. And Me'etz Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, the Gemara will discuss what's it mean that two kelim can't be tayvel? What's the reason for it? Is it a chatzitzo or a different reason? Me'etz Hashem, we'll see that on tomorrow's daf.